News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are currently, as you may well be aware, into day three of counting following the European and local elections. But should the pen and pencil and paper really be cast aside in favour of e-voting? I'm joined now by Associate Professor in Political Science at DCU, Owen O'Malley. Owen, throughout the rest of Europe, they already know who their MEPs are. We are on, I don't know, the umpteenth count in Ireland South and in the Northwest, without, you know, still knowing who our final MEPs will be. Should we be thinking of e-voting?
No. Aren't you enjoying it? No. It's day five, I think, actually, of counting. But, I mean, you could say that it's great. It's a kind of a festival of democracy. I certainly am enjoying it. I'm sure the candidates aren't enjoying it, and it is tough for them. But it's something that is, you know, we've got a more complex electoral system than the rest of Europe, so it does take longer to count. I don't think people want to change the electoral system. And we probably, I mean, the one solution that we have is to go to something like electronic voting. But there's just, it's not secure. The integrity of the voting system is far more important than the speed at which the counting happens. And with the current system, we've got pencil and paper. We put it in a box.
And you know what? Part of me inherently doesn't really like the idea of e-voting, doesn't really trust the idea of e-voting and fears it could be open to bad actors, you know, hacking, manipulation, all that kind of stuff. So part of me is against it. But is there not an argument because we have PR, because we have a complex mathematical model that, you know, in terms of our voting, that aiding that with computers would actually simplify it hugely? Like, first past the post is fairly handy. If you had paper chits, you just, like, you know, left, right, left, right. Whereas we have all the eliminations and the rounds and the redistribution that's practically designed for an algorithm on a computer. Is there not an argument that we would be the best placed to have an e-voting system because of the complexity?
It would certainly make it a lot easier to do all the counting, and we could probably just press a button and you'd get the answer. But I think the more important thing is that we, you know, I was at the count on Saturday and you could see people taking it out of the box. You knew that it was the box from your local area. There were three or four or five people watching each box as it was emptied. And so there is that kind of chain of evidence, that's a kind of security that this is happening in public and we know exactly what is happening.
So you think it's an issue of trust, Owen? Do you think it's an issue of trust?
Yes, this way we can see it, the transparency is there, the tallies, all of that. Yeah. And I mean, and there are probably other solutions to the problem. I mean, one of the reasons it's taking so long for Midlands Northwest to even start to get their first count was because there were so many candidates on the ballot.
Yeah.
So maybe we could look at things like how easy it is to get on the ballot. I counted, there's nine candidates there who didn't even get 1% of the vote. Perhaps we could have a rule where if you don't get 1% of the vote, you have to pay a certain amount of the expenses that it costs for your, you know, the letters that were sent out for the counting and things like that. That would dissuade a lot of no-hopers.
You know, if we're talking about democracy, that would also have an impact on the democratic process, that certain people would not be able to run necessarily because they couldn't afford to, or only wealthy people would be able
to
run.
Well, if you're popular, you don't have to be rich to be popular. And, you know, there's a lot of people got over 1%. So 1% of the vote isn't a huge...
We know that in other countries, they do e-voting, and they do e-voting without much problem, it would appear. Why do we think that why are we more wary of it, or are we more wary of it than other places? I mean, we did do that trial in 2002, and I think it was in three constituencies, and we knew the results within minutes, more or less. So that happens elsewhere. Is there something in us here inherently suspicious or mistrustful?
Well, I think there's different ways of doing it. I don't think anybody wants to have machines that are connected to the internet, and so you can't have that. I think a lot of places don't have e-voting. It's just the way in which they vote is quite simple to count. And so it's very easy to count first past the post or a list system. And most of the places actually still do have paper ballots, but it's very quick. And the results that we get are the results from exit polls, which are more or less going to be the same as you will see. And so that's why you see the results within minutes. But there is still actually counting going on.
Okay. But nonetheless, you're not a fan. But from what I'm taking from what you're saying, there is a way of doing electronic voting that would remove the internet threat there, the Russians, the bad actors who might come in and hack us.
Or you don't need to do the voting by electronic means. You could do counting by electronic means. And so you could then scan in every piece of paper, and all those pieces of paper are still available to us, and everything can be checked as if there's a dispute about what the outcome was, we can just go back and count it. That might be a good way of speeding the process up, but a lot of the problem that we're seeing today is because we had two elections at the same time, the local and the Europeans. So we were sorting all of those things out. You could put them, maybe have separate boxes for that. And then the big problem was that you had such a long ballot paper because you had so many candidates.
Look, it's an interesting discussion considering, as I say, we're actually only on day four of counting today for the European elections because they started on Sunday. But it is nonetheless an interesting thing that we are so slow and still without results. Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. Associate Professor in Political Science in DCU there, Ona Malley.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.